live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Happy to have in the studio with me Ted Odell, who is chairman of Lansing Jobs Coalition. Good evening. Welcome, Ted.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, I love having you here in the studio. You've become very popular and busy guy the last couple of days. Story broke in the Lansing State Journal about your coalition looking for a casino in Lansing. So here you are, you're everywhere all of a sudden. What I liked about reading the article was here's a new idea and a new way to create jobs in the Lansing area. You're not moving jobs around or something. It's creating jobs in the area. Tell us how your idea got started and kind of the timetable.
Oh, sure. It was myself along with a group of small friends. We decided to get together and see what we could do to help the city that we love so much. For folks who don't know, I am not a Lansing native. I was raised downstate, and I've spent 14 years living and working in the Upper Peninsula. And I also came back to Lansing because it is a wonderful city. This is a place I want to be, raise a family, and live out the rest of my life. But we were sitting around one night thinking, what can we do for the city that we love? As we all know, General Motors has more or less collapsed. Thankfully, they are on the rebound. We still have high recession factors in our economy, not only in Michigan, but across the country. But what we decided to do is come up with some ideas that would help Lansing. And the best idea that we could come up with was bringing a temporary Indian casino to Lansing. By the numbers that we've put together, it would create potentially 1,500 unionized jobs with benefits after union construction of a facility.
And your goal behind this, we had a moment to talk as you came in the studio and sat down, is jobs.
Absolutely. Jobs, jobs, and jobs.
And then some more jobs.
Yes.
Let's clarify, because I think it makes a difference. You said you're and we'll get to the ballot initiative that you're working on, you're looking at a temporary casino by the end of the year. And explain temporary versus what you plan to do in the future.
Certainly. What we're looking at doing is gathering signatures for the petition initiative, have that put on the August primary ballot, and then let the citizens of Lansing vote as to whether or not they want the city to pursue bringing an Indian tribe and a temporary casino to Lansing. And the reason we say temporary is because those facilities can be built relatively quickly, and it's immediately job-producing, and it has an immediate positive effect on the economy. A temporary casino would employ right around 1,500 employees. Of course, it would be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which would benefit also the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Casinos tend to use quite a bit of electricity and water as well.
And the reason for doing a ballot initiative, that's not required legally for you to do that. What is the reason for the ballot initiative and a petition?
The reason for the ballot initiative, especially on an issue such as casino gambling, which can be sort of a volatile
topic
for a lot of folks, is that because having been a former city manager and a former township supervisor, I know for a fact that if you want the public to really support an initiative, you should take it to them and let the public decide yes or no as to whether or not they want their government officials to proceed with a particular project. And a project of this size and magnitude, I think certainly absolutely needs to be underwritten by the public. If the public support isn't there, that's fine. If the public support is there, I think that's a wonderful thing, because this could be a linchpin in a much larger economic and brighter future for the city of Lansing.
And what are you coming up against with naysayers when you run into folks who say, oh, I don't know, what are you hearing from them that they're not enthused about?
What we're hearing are your traditional arguments. What about additional crime, such as prostitution, petty theft, robbery, things like that? But the fact of the matter is, those things already exist in not only our community but other communities. The true facts are that any community with any Lansing with a casino benefits economically. There's job growth. That's money that is produced and stays in the community. For example, if you work in the city of Lansing, you pay city income tax. So we have additional monies going into the tax revenue as well.
And what is the upside for you? for this coalition?
The upside is that we're successful on the August ballot primary. We're about ready to launch our petition, which will be right around Valentine's Day. Our petition currently is in the city attorney's office. Although it's not required by city charter, it is an option to have the city attorney review the language and the petition as to form. So we are doing that, crossing all of our T's, dotting all of our I's, so to speak. And then we'll be ready to launch our petition, not only with the help of the volunteers on the coalition, but also we have reached out to other members of the community, such as organized labor. We've reached out to the Lansing City Chamber of Commerce, and we've reached out to another group, which is the 32 Lansing organizations in all the neighborhoods.
And what has been the reaction as you've reached out to these various groups?
Surprisingly, the vast majority of the response we're getting is very positive. I think that's because our whole reason for doing this is because we want to create jobs and create economic revenue for the city. There are some folks who don't like the idea. One of the issues that comes up is what about folks who are addicted to gambling? As you know, the state of Michigan also has programs in place that help people who may be addicted to gambling. And a number of those programs are funded through the Native American tribes because of the casino gaming.
Have you reached out to any tribes at this point to discuss who might come on board with such an effort?
At this point, we have not reached out to any specific tribe. I will tell you that we have been contacted by several tribes. We've been contacted by a couple of corporation casinos, if you will, you know, the traditional MGMs, Bally's, things like that. Those are not the ones who contacted us, but traditional companies such as that. The reason we haven't reached out to any specific tribe at this point is because we want it to be truly a grassroots ground-up effort, which is also the reason we haven't reached out specifically to the mayor or the city council at this point. That is coming now that we have some really good PR from the Lansing State Journal and other outlets. Again, the reasoning being we didn't want the public to think this was a top-down initiative. Something like this truly has to be embraced by the public.
And again, your reason for the petition and so forth that isn't required is to show everybody that you're bringing this in front of, the city, you know, any tribal leadership and so forth, that you're serious and you're working through the system to make sure nothing is missed in the process.
Correct. And the process is we need to gather 4,178 signatures. We take that to the city clerk. The city clerk, Chris Swope, will then verify those signatures, at which time it then is transferred over to the city council for their approval to place it on the ballot, which would be the August primary ballot of this year.
And my understanding of the process from there, if you're successful to that point, it would then become something on the city's agenda, the city of Lansing's agenda, if I understand this correctly, for them to begin the business relationship with tribal leadership.
Absolutely. My whole role in this endeavor is to simply be the sunshine pump, if you will, try to gather the signatures, put the question before the people, let them decide yes or no, and if the public does pass this in August, which I anticipate, then the city would then be directed by way of the initiative to enter into negotiations with eligible tribes to locate in Lansing and build a casino facility.
What would then your role be? What would you like to see your role be if all of this effort is successful and the city enters into agreement and so forth? What do you see your role being at that point?
In some way, shape, or form, I would enjoy working with the city and or the tribe to guarantee things work out smoothly, and then that a temporary casino in our community, I believe, could truly blossom into something larger and have a much more solid impact on the economic future of Lansing.
This is a pretty big endeavor. You have a background, as you said, in government relations and so forth, and you must have some friends who have a similar background to take on a project like this.
We do. In fact, two of the ladies on the coalition are very active in the Ingham County Democratic Party, and we sort of put our heads together and decided what could we do to help the mayor, Virgil Monero, who we truly believe is the right mayor in the right place at the right time. He's a guy who really wants to rebuild the city. It's my understanding through articles we've all read in the State Journal and other publications that I believe Rio Town is going to be the next large emphasis for the city, which is wonderful. Which leads me to a point that oftentimes when I have this conversation with people, the question is, where are you going to put it? Where's the casino going?
That was my very next one. It kind of naturally comes up at this point.
In all likelihood, I will not be the one making that decision. But I can tell you, it doesn't take a lot to look at a photograph on Google Earth and look at Lansing and figure out where you could put a Lansing casino. There's a lot of viable locations, I think, that would really benefit the community, and not just the city of Lansing, but the surrounding area as well.
Well, and the kinds of jobs that would be created really do run the gamut from security and, you know, I'm just thinking of all aspects involved in running a large building and a large business, much less a casino.
Absolutely. We're talking not only are you going to have dealers and managers of the casino, you're also going to have security, you're going to have janitorial, you're going to need electricians and plumbers, greeters, you name it.
Yeah, so the skill sets are as varied as the number of jobs that would be involved.
It pretty much runs the gamut. And one of the interesting things about a Indian-owned casino is that only 15% of the employees in an Indian-owned casino in the state of Michigan are Native American. All of those jobs go to local citizens.
So that is spread out as well. You're excited about this project, aren't you?
We are very excited. I think it's a wonderful thing for the city. When you look at General Motors, who recently brought several hundred jobs back to Lansing, that's a wonderful thing for our community. But we're talking about building a small temporary facility that would take up less than 5 acres of land. That includes a parking lot. Of potentially creating 1,500 new jobs in our community that don't exist today.
Absolutely. Well, Ted, I appreciate you coming in and talking to us about us. Give us a quick website.
Sure, certainly. www.LansingJobsCoalition.com. And we can also be found on Facebook at Lansing Jobs Coalition. And we also have a Twitter account. We can be found under Lansing Casino.
Very good. We'll follow the story. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Ted O'Dell, chairman of the Lansing Jobs Coalition. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.